Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Going electric? Plug into the Kia Niro plug-in hybrid.
Kia. Movement that inspires.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Donald Gilroy is a county councillor in Sligo. Donald, dogs, but dogs and sheep. What's happened, Donald?
Yeah, I was listening to your show there and listening about dogs barking, but sometimes their bite is a lot worse than their bark, as you can see from the photograph I sent you. I got a call from a farmer in my area that I represent this morning about a dog attack on sheep. There's no other way to put it. He had a field where he had 18 of his ewes that are expecting triplets. 17 of them were scattered to the wind. They broke out into neighbouring properties.
Fear.
One of them got trapped in a lime kiln, an old lime kiln. And if you saw it was like a scene from the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. They were all expecting triplets, as I say. Now, most of them will probably miscarry or abort their lambs as a result of the trauma that they went through last night. People come onto private property. They do things with dogs. It was done at night. This farmer checked on them. The son checked on them at about 5 o'clock yesterday evening, and the father was down there at about 9:30 this morning and found this carnage. It really is frightening to see what can be done to an animal by another animal. But at the end of the day, they're owned by another animal, and it is irresponsible dog ownership. We've had the Gardaí, we've had the dog warden service down, and their hands are tied in so many ways and things they can't do. But really, I'm sending this out to as many media organisations as they can to get this image. And if this doesn't frighten people, I don't.
Without obviously identifying, where are the dogs coming from? A nearby town? Or?
Look at. I have an impression.
Or a village
that
or whatever.
They're coming from somewhere just outside the immediate area. There is signs of jeeps having driven at night in on private property.
But they're hardly coming up deliberately, are they? No, I mean the owners of the dogs.
The owners of the dogs are coming there at night, not to kill sheep deliberately, but I would imagine there could be a possibility that they're hunting for hares or sheep.
Or lamping or whatever you call it.
Lamping, which is what they call it, yeah. It has been seen at this location in the past. And
they're hunting hares or...
Hares are rabbits, sorry.
Rabbits.
No,
it's awful. Now, by the way, I'm told, Donald, that we were going to tweet the photographs, but they're just too graphic.
Absolutely.
Horrific. Horrific.
I can see what looks like the uterus of the ewe with a baby lamb dead inside it, you know. This happens on, like, we're caught in the most beautiful area, I'm sure you know it yourself, here along the North Sligo coast between the Wild Atlantic and Benvolvin Mountain. And both on the mountains and in the coastal areas, we have areas that are called commonage. And people think commonage means it belongs to the state or to the public or to the county council. It doesn't. It's in private ownership. It's shared ownership where they graze a large area.
So you're asking dog owners. Well, if they're doing it deliberately, I don't know how you're going to stop them. But generally, especially this time of year now. Please.
The guards are looking for them. I'm looking for them. The council is looking for them, and the dog warden is looking for them. If they're seen in the area again, they won't be tolerated. And I hope that the full force of the law. They'll probably keep away for a few weeks now after highlighting, thanks to your own show, and thanks to local radio and things like that. But they will be back, and they'll do it again. And they keep repeating it in all of these beautiful scenic areas.
And would farmers shoot the dogs?
The farmer asked the dog warden this morning, can I shoot the dog? And he said, make sure the person isn't anywhere near them when you do. And you understand from that straight away, the farmer will be the one that will be let off in cuffs for discharging a firearm in a dangerous way. The power seems to have gone away from the offender to the offender.
Gone to the dogs.
Gone to the dogs.
Okay,
absolutely.
Just be very careful.
And I accept that you can't put that up. Anybody who wants to click on my Facebook page will see it. It is dreadful. Okay. It is dreadful.
That's Donald Gilroy in Sligo. What an awful carnage for anyone to face, a farmer, apart from the livelihood. the horror of it. Thanks indeed, Donal.